Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'id Katan Heyam and Aleph. We're holding by the bottom on Dal Dama Beis, the last two words, says the Gemara, U'mesaknin eskalkuli ha'mayim sh'bershus ha'rabim. We mentioned in the Mishnah that for Tzarchei Rabim, so you're allowed to fix the water reservoirs in the Rishus ha'rabim. And the Mishnah said you're also allowed to be chayte to Naisan if there's debris that falls in, so you're allowed to clear out the debris. So the Gemara is medayik chatita in chafiru alai. You're only allowed to clear out the debris, but to dig new bayrei shichnu marais, new cisterns, new water reservoirs, that would be a problem. That would be already a maisa uman that you're not allowed to do. Now, I'm Rabbi Yaakov, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. He said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Leshanu ela she'in rabim tzricha lahem. That's only if the rabbim don't need this water on Chol HaMoed, so then you're allowed to do chatita. You're allowed to do tzarchei rabim. There's a heter to do malacha. You can do chatita, but you can't do a maisa uman. You can't do chafira. If the rabbim mamish need this water on Chol HaMoed, that's a super duper tzarchei rabim. So then already you could do afilu chafira mutter. You're even allowed to do a maisa uman. You're even allowed to do chafira. Now ask the Gemara, v'chi rabim tzrichim lahem yishari, is that really mutter to do chafira, to do a maisa uman, just because the rabbim need this water on Chol HaMoed? But anyway, we learned in the Braisa, Braisa number one, we'll see three Braisas, this is Braisa number one, says the Braisa, chaytet in bayrei shichnu ma'arei shal yachid, ve'in zarech leimer shal rabim. It says, chetito, that's mutter for a yachid, and needless to say, that's mutter for a rabbim. Ve'in chayfrim bayrei shichnu ma'arei shal rabim, ve'in zarech leimer shal yachid, but you're not allowed to do chafira, not for a rabbim, and surely not for a yachid. So my labish rabim tzricham lahem. L'chay, we're talking about where there's a Chol HaMoed need. And afal pikein, it says you're not allowed to do chafira for a rabim. Says the Gemara, lo I know, b'she'ein rabim tzricham lahem. I'll tell you that the Brayis is discussing a case where there's no need. I asked the Gemara, well then you have to read the whole Brayis as talking about where there's no tzarech. D'chavavasaga b'yachid, she'ein yachid tzarech lahem. So that means the reish of the Brayis which said that you're allowed to do chatita for a yachid, needless to say for a tzibur, but even for a yachid, you're allowed to do chatita, it's talking about where there's no tzarech. Well, ask the Gemara, chatita mishari, chatita for a yachid, when there's no tzarech, would that really be mutter? V'atani, but we learned in the Braisa, Braisa number two, that bayrei shichnu ma'arei shal yachid, if you have bayrei shichnu ma'areis that belong to a yachid, so kainsin mayim l'seichan, so on Chol HaMoed you could bring water into these reservoirs, avaloi chaytetin, v'loi shafen esed kayan, but you're not allowed to do any sort of malacha, you can't be chaytetin, you can't smooth out the sides, meaning, because there's no tzarech, so being that there's no tzarech, you're not allowed to be chaytetin. V'shal rabim, however, if it belongs to a rabim, so even though there's no tzarech, still chaytetin aysan, you're still allowed to do chatita, v'shafen esed kayan, and you're allowed to smooth out the sides. So you see, lahedya in Braisa number two, that when there's no tzarech, chatita is aser. So how could you tell me that Braisa number one is talking about where there's no tzarech? If there's no tzarech, so how could the reisha say that you're allowed to be chaytetin for a yachid? Well, says the Gemara, velomai b'shiyachid tzarech lahem. So okay, fine. So you're going to tell me that Braisa number one is talking about where there is a tzarech? Well, then you have to read the seifa like that as well. And it says that you're not allowed to do chafira. That even though the rabbim have a tzarech, the sefer of the Braisa says you're not allowed to do chafira. Is that really true? Chafira mi aser? Is chafira aser? Says the Gemara of Atanim, but we learned in the Braisa number three, that when there's a tzarech, you're allowed to do chafira. It says that when there's a tzarech, so bayrei shichnu ma'arei shel yachid, if it belongs to a yachid, you're kainsin mayim l'seichan, you can bring water there, v'chaytetin aysan, you're allowed to be chaytetin, avaloi shah, you still can't smooth out the sides. V'loi, switch the gears, it's a chayfren. V'loi chayfren l'seichon, and you're not allowed to be chayfren. That's already a ma'isa uman. That you're not allowed to do. V'loi sadin aysan besid, and you can't line it with lime. V'shal rabim, chayfren aysan v'sadin aysan besid. But if it belongs to a rabim, and there's a tzarech, so you're allowed to be chayfren, you're allowed to be sadin aysan besid. So v'elakash ach k'maisa, so Bryce number one, we're really stuck, because the ratio says that you're not that you're allowed to be chaytetin. It says even for a yachid you're allowed to be chaytetin, and the seifa says that even for a tzibur you're not allowed to be chayfren. So in miman nefshach, if we're talking about where there's a tzarech, so then why can't you be chayfren b'shal rabim? And if there's no tzarech, so then how do you understand the reisha? Why are you allowed to be chaytetin? So says the Gemara Taretz Hachi. Explain the Braisa as follows, that it's talking about two different cases. The Reisha is talking about where there's a Tzairich, and the Seif is talking about where there's no Tzairich. Says the Gemara Taretz Hachi, answer like this. The Braisa means to say as follows, that Chaitetin Vairish Shal Yachid, Beshiyachid Tzairich Lahem. You're allowed to be Chaitetin, even for a Yachid, that's when there's a Tzairich. Vein Tzairich Laimer Beshal Rabim. And needless to say that if there's a tzairich, so then b'shal rabim for sure is mutter to be chaytetin, k'sharabim tzrichim lahem, when they need it, dafilu chafira mutter. In a case when there's a tzairich, so then for a rabim, even chafira is mutter. Ve'en chayfrim by reshichnum areshal rabim b'she'en rabim tzrichim lahem. And the sefer of the Braisa says that you're not allowed to be chayfer, that's when there's no tzairich. Ve'en tzarech leimer shal yachid. And needless to say that if it belongs to a yachid, you can't be chayfer when there's no tzairich. T'chi'en yachid tzarech lahem, afilu chatir. Because if there's no tzairich, then even chatita is aser, and that's the way we'll explain braisa number one. Now says the Gemara Amar Rav Ashi says, Masnisa Nami Daika. Our Mishnah is really Meduyik like this, that when there's a tzairich, so then the rabbim is allowed to even be chayfer. Because the Katani, the end of the Mishnah says, Eisen kol tzarchei rabbim. After listing a few examples of tzarchei rabbim, the Mishnah says, you could do kol tzarchei rabbim. So kol lasuyemai, what's the case of kol coming to include? My lav lasuye chafiro. Mechayrit's coming to include this case of chafiro. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a raya. Loi, lasuye yehad detanya. Maybe it's coming to include the following cases that we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa says, yaitzen lekavetz es adrachim, they could remove the thorns on cholamayin, ulesakin es arachayvais, to fix the streets, vesa istartais, and the main streets, velamed es a mikvais, and to measure the mikvais, uchal mikvashim by arbam. Sa, and any mikveh that doesn't have the needed 40 sa, so magilan l'saycha arba'im sa, they could direct more water into the mikveh to make it that it's 40 sa. Uminayin shem lo yatsu vasu kolelu, and how do we know that if they don't do what they're supposed to, they don't remove the thorns and fix the streets and they leave it dangerous as is, shekol damim shenish b'chusham, that any blood that gets spilled there, ma'al aleim akasuf kilu heim shavchum, that we consider it as if they're the ones who spilled the blood, tamulayim arvahayu alecha damim, and it's going to be to you dam. So, but the point is that you see from the Braisa that there are many other cases of Tzarchei Rabbim. So maybe Kol in the Mishnah is coming to include these cases of Tzarchei Rabbim. Says the Gemara, that doesn't make any sense. Kol is obviously coming to include a case that's not listed in the Mishnah. And Ha, Behedik Katanila. These cases are mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Umesakna Sadrachim, Vesarachai Vais, Vesmikvais, Vais and Kol, Tzarchei Rabbim. So Lasuye Mai, what's Kol coming to include? You can't tell me these cases. These cases are Lahadi in the Mishnah. Lav Lasuye Chafira. It must be it's coming to include Chafira. And you see from here that even Chafira is Mutter, Mamish, like Rav Yechanan said, that even though the beginning of the Mishnah was Mashma, only Chatita is Mutter, and Al Chafira, that's Dafka if there's no Cholamayit need, if it's Ein Rabim Tzrichim Lahem. But if it's Rabim Tzrichim Lahem, if the Rabim have a Cholamayit need, so then for Tzarchi Rabim, you're even allowed to do a Maisa Uman, you would even be allowed to do Chafira. Mitzayin as akvaris, we said in the Mishnah that in Cholamai they would go and be Mitzayin to mark off where the different graves were so that Kehanim know to stay away. Amar Abshum ben Pazi, remez at Zion Kvaris min atayra minayin. Where do we know of a remez in the Torah for this concept of marking off a kever? Tamalay mervera etzim adam uvana etzlai tzion. The Pazik says in Yechesko, he's describing that by the war of Gaigu Magog, there's going to be a lot of mesim, you'll see an etzim of a person, you'll see the bone, and you'll build next to it at Zion. You'll build next to it, you'll mark it off. So you see the concept of being Mitzayin Kever. Amale Ravina le Ravashi. Ravina asked Ravashi, Habik made the lacy Yechesko man Amar. So what, we only know from Yechesko? How did we know this idea of being Mitzayin Kever before Yechesko? Well, says the Gemara, that kasha doesn't make any sense. Well, Tameich, according to you, how the Amar Rav Chista, now which Rav Chista said, that Davar Zemi Teiris Maisha Rabbeinu Loi Lamadnu, the following halacha we don't know from the Torah. There's no pasuk lahedya which teaches us this halacha. Midivri Yechesko ben Buzi Lamadnu, we only know it from a pasuk in Yechesko. The pasuk says, Kol ben Echar, Aru Lev, Aru Basar, if he's a kaifer, or if his brothers died for Mila, so we don't give him a bris Mila, so he's an Aru. In these cases, Lo Yavei al Mikdashi, he's not allowed to do the Avodah in the base of Mikdash. So this is a pasuk in Yechesko. Mikmei de Lasi Yechesko man Amar, asked me the same kasha, before Yechesko came along, how do we know this halacha? Elo Gemara Gamirla, Vas Yechesko, Vas Mechakra. We know it from Bemisaira. Yechazkel just went and put it into a pasuk. Hachanami Gemara Gamiru Lavas Yechazkel Vas Mechakra. I'll tell you the same thing about seeing Kfaris, that we know it Bemisaira, and Yechazkel just went and put it onto a pasuk. Rabbi Avayu Amar, Rabbi Avayu says, a second remez to seeing Kfaris is Mehacha, from the pasuk which says by Mitzaira, it says Vatame Tame Yikra. We can dash it from there, that Tumma Kaira Loi Vaimeris Loi Praish. That the Tumma is Kilu calling out and saying, I'm Tame, stay away. So that's the remez to seeing Kfaris. Bravo, that he also darshens this from the pasuk of Vitami Tami Yikra. Now I ask the Gemara, Vahila Hachyudasa, Vitami Tami Yikra is coming to teach us this drasha, that Tuma Kairaslai, Vimarislai Praish, Ahumi Baili Lachatanya, we use it already for a different drasha, for that which we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa says, Vitami Tami Yikra, we learn from this pasuk that Sarach Lahidia Tsare Lurabim, that the Mitzaira, or who had anybody that's going through a Tsara, he's supposed to let people know, he's supposed to let the rabbim know. It might be embarrassing, it's because it came through his own aveira, but it doesn't matter, he's supposed to let the rabbim know. No, the rabbim have action all of rachamim, so this way they'll daven for him and he'll get better. So that's what we learn out from Vitami Tami Ikra. Says the Gemara, M. Cain, if that's the only thing that we were coming to learn from the pasuk, then lichtai Vitami Ikra. There's no need to double, to have for the double expression. Just say, Vitame Yikra. The Tame person should call out and tell people that he's Tame. My Vitame Tame Yikra. My Vitame Tame. What's this double expression of Vitame Tame? Shmas Mina Tarti. It must be to teach us this also, this second drasha, that Tumu Kaira Lai Vaimaris Lai Praish. Abai says a third makar mehacha, a third remez for tzion kfaris. The pasuk says lufnei iver lesite mechsho. Simply, you're not supposed to put something that a blind man might stumble on. So to bury a person and not make a marking that the kohanim will know to stay away, that would be included in this iser. Rapapa amar, a fourth remez. The pasuk says va'amar seilu seilu panu darech. You should make a path around the kever. Chanina amar harimu mechsho midarech ami. Remove any mechsho from the derech, from the roads. Again. Concept of letting the Kayanim know that there's a kever there. A sixth remez, Rabbi Yeshua Breid Ravidi Amar, Vayidat Olam Esederech Asher Yelchuba. You should let them know which path they could go on. Let the Kayanim know. A seventh remez, Marzutra Amar, Vizartim Es Bnei Yisrael Mitumasa. You should warn Bnei Yisrael from their Tumah. Ravashi Amar, an eighth remez, Ushmertim Es Mishmerti, which we darsha from there. Asu Mishmeres L'Mishmerti. You should make safeguards. Make safeguards, included in that, is making a marking that there's a kever there. A ninth and final remez, Ravina Amar, that Vesam Derech, you should place markings on the road. Arena V'yesh Elikim, and someone who does that will see the Yeshua Hashem. Now that we mentioned this pasuk, so the Gemara tells us, Amar Yeshua ben Levi, that Kol Hasham or Chaysav, anybody who evaluates his ways, he makes the Cheshbon and Nefesh, he's Zeicha V'raya B'Yeshua Asai Yishal Kadosh Baruch Hu. If he thinks about his ways, what to do, so then he'll be Zeicha to see the Yeshua Hashem. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Vesam Derech, Al Tukri Vesam El Vesham Derech, the one who evaluates his ways, Milashan Shuma. Arenu B'yesh Elikim, he'll see the Yeshua Hashem. It says the Gemara, a story, Rabbi Yana Havalei Ahu Talmida, Dekol Yoyima Havam Akshalei. Rabbi Yana had a certain Talmud that all the time used to ask him different kashas and cheer, and sometimes he would stump him. So B'shabbat D'Riglu Lo Havam Akshalei. So on the Shabbos of the Rega, when there was a lot of people there, so this Talmud, he was Shamar Chaysav, he evaluated his ways, and he knew not to ask questions. He didn't want to embarrass Rabbi Yana in public. So Karu Alei, Rabbi Yana said about this Talmud, that V'sham Derech Arenu B'yesh Alei Kem, because he's Sham Derech, he evaluates his ways, so he'll see the Yeshua Hashem.